Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Isolated rain showers likely, with fog in spots today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 43. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies. Tonight, mixed precipitation likely, 26. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 41.
Kansas, Mid-America, Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, homelessness across the state of Kansas continues to increase as we go into 2025, as the latest report from the Department of Housing and Urban Development in Washington, D.C. has released their 2024 annual homelessness assessment report. As KSNT News says that the report was released on Friday afternoon last week, showing that homelessness in Kansas was up near 6% from the previous year, with a total of 2,793 individuals considered homeless. Overall nationwide, the HUD report showed that near 770,000 people across the nation had experienced homelessness at least one night in 2024, an 18% increase over 2023. In Kansas, the leading city for homelessness in the state for 2024 was the city of Topeka, showing during the summer of 2024, near 546 people were experiencing homelessness. Many communities around Kansas say they have been focusing on the homelessness issue and trying to do more outreach programs. Mid-America Network News.
Drive home a great deal today. At Midwest Kia, we're excited to help you kick off a season of new traditions with a year-end sales event you won't want to miss. For a limited time only, if you find an ornament on the windshield of any new Kia, you'll have found thousands in extra savings. Explore our selection with over 300 new Kias available, all backed by Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for unbeatable peace of mind. Plus, our simple, transparent, and fast buying process means you'll spend less time at the dealership and more time enjoying your new ride. Don't miss out. Visit Midwest Kia today and celebrate the season of new traditions with savings you won't want to pass up. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
See dealer for details. Offers expire month end. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. Subject to credit approval.
With the final holiday upon us and the kickoff of 2025, families and friends are gathering one more time for the New Year celebration. But as we go into the winter cold season as well, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, along with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, are reminding individuals about the spread of whooping cough and other viruses during the cool season. As according to Dr. Jason Newland, the chief of infectious diseases at Nationwide Children's Hospital, they say right now there are over 32,000 recorded cases in this year alone of whooping cough with children, many of them centered around the Mid-America region.
And in Ohio, we're double the amount of last year at 1,600 cases reported. And then, because the vaccine's not perfect, meaning it doesn't provide me protection the rest of my life, you really need to get it every 10 years.
That audio from KSNC News, as health officials here in the state of Kansas are reminding individuals to get their flu shot along with their whooping cough shot if needed. Health officials say they're also concerned and paying close attention to the ongoing bird avian flu pandemic.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska is partnering with the state of Texas after Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced over the weekend that he is suing the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or the NCAA, accusing the organization of misleading college sports fans by allowing transgender women to participate in events that are marked as women's competitions within the conference. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, said the NCAA has violated the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act by deceiving fans who want to support sporting events that not only include athletes whose female sex were assigned at birth. Numerous states, including the state of Nebraska, are getting on board with the lawsuit against the NCAA, as they have released an official statement saying the, quote, association and its members will continue to promote Title IX, make unprecedented investments in women's sports, and ensure fair competition in all NCAA championships. Mid-America Network News.
Update your home with help from Menards. Keep your home organized with Closet Made Closet Kits. They're perfect for kickstarting your closet or pantry project. Find the closet solution that's right for you and save big money. The 6-foot satin chrome Closet Made Wire Closet Kit is $114.99. Good through December 31st. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals during Menards New Year's Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news and Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Courthouse will be closed December 31st for year-end closeout and remain closed January 1st for New Year's, with offices reopening Thursday, January 2nd. A Blue Springs and a Lincoln man were each arrested in connection with multiple vehicle thefts in Wymore and in Lincoln nearly a year ago. An investigation into the report of a stolen vehicle January 6th with another attempt later in Wymore resulted in discovery of the first stolen vehicle in Lincoln, which had been wrecked. A second vehicle was then involved, which was reported by Wymore police January 23rd. 19-year-olds Lachlan Hansen of Blue Springs and Oscar Lundberg of Lincoln faced charges including suspicion of and attempted theft and criminal mischief. A minor female was also cited for aiding and abetting. The incidents may be linked to a nationwide trend in theft of Hyundai and Kia brand vehicles. Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating a suspected child abuse case in Republic County. Belleville police contacted the KBI last Thursday to investigate after an unresponsive 3-month-old infant was transferred to an Omaha hospital. The child's parents brought her to the Republic County Hospital December 25th. Staff later contacted Belleville police. A pediatrician at the Omaha Hospital indicated the child has no brain activity due to severe injury sustained. At the time the infant remained on life support, the investigation is ongoing. Hilda R. Shannon, age 89, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf. Vigil service Monday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Monday noon until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Hilda Shannon. Betty M. New, age 95 of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. Burial in St. Paul's Cemetery east of Washington, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Betty New. Frank N. Mirian, age 58, formerly of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service is planned Friday at 10:30 with a rosary at 9:30 from St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 7 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Frank Mirian. Eleanor J. Zimmerman, age 80, passed away December 28th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Eleanor Zimmerman. Connie M. Hartloff, age 80 of Blue Rapids, passed away December 24th. Memorials planned Saturday, 2 until 4 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Graveside service at a later date, Wamego City Cemetery. Christy Anders' funeral home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Connie Hartloff. Alicia L. Griffith, age 62 of Bern, passed away December 16th. Celebration of life and remembrance service is planned Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Bern Community Building. Hopkins Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Alicia Griffith. Services for Kirk C. Bradford, age 71 of Marysville, who passed away December 23rd, are planned Saturday, January 11th at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, 10:30 a.m. Private family burial in the church cemetery with a rosary January 10th at the church hall. Again, services for Kirk Bradford Saturday, January 11th, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, a muffin, Baby Baker's asparagus and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, spaghetti with French bread, green beans, and cinnamon apples. They will be closed Wednesday. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, honey, did you remember to look into our family's Marketplace health insurance coverage for 2025?
Marketplace insurance? Isn't that still Obamacare?
It is, but each year we need to review our plan to make sure we're getting the best coverage at the lowest price for our family.
I heard open enrollment closes January 15th, so let's get on top of that.
If this sounds like your life, you're not the only one. Reed Insurance of Marysville is here to find the best coverage for your situation. With life and work changes, it's time to look at your 2025 coverage. Contact Reed Insurance in Marysville today at 785-727-4655 and find your coverage your way.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. Easterly winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain and snow showers are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 40. Partly sunny and cooler throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Staying sunny throughout New Year's Day Wednesday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, and mostly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Partly sunny skies throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Then staying partly cloudy into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Sunshine throughout Friday as well with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Then mostly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Then a chance for some snow showers Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late December, 40, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 20, the record low, 9 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:13. It's 42 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 30th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you feeling under the weather? Did you get a cut that needs quick care or need a same-day appointment? At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we're here for you, Tuesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is Crystal Lease, and we're ready to offer you personalized care, even if we're not your primary provider. Call us today or search us online. Personalized medical care you can rely on with Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Like a good golf match, it comes down to the 18th. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Lions Niners meet tonight to wrap up week 17. It's the Monday night matchup on ABC and ESPN, but week 18 will give us Lions and Vikings. And up for grabs in that one, the NFC North and the number one seed in the NFC. All that after what the Vikings did yesterday, hanging on for a 27-25 win over Green Bay. Sam Darnold leading them to a 14-2 record.
When you talk about the teams in the National Football League that can play complementary football, we know the Chiefs can. We've seen Detroit do it at times. Minnesota plays complementary football. Defense, offense, turnovers, playmakers everywhere. They do it as good as anybody in the National Football League. And so we don't talk about them enough, maybe because we haven't come to believe in the consistency of Darnold, but it's time we do, because he's having his best season of his career. He's earning a multi-year contract extension after the season, and if they get the home field advantage, it's a tough place to go into Minnesota.
ESPN analyst Booger McFarland, 9-game win streak for Minnesota, Vikings longest since 1975. Eagles clinch the NFC East with a rout of Dallas. Saquon Barkley hits 2,000 yards on the season and is now 100 yards away from Eric Dickerson's record. He can go for it in week 18, ironically enough, against the Giants, his former team. Commanders beat Atlanta in overtime in the Sunday night game, Washington clinching a spot in the postseason. Giants beat the Colts 45-33. Indy is eliminated from postseason contention, and the Giants are essentially eliminated from earning the number one pick. There is still a 1% chance. Dolphins 20-3 over the Browns. Buccaneers rout the Panthers 48-14. Speaking of routes, Bills crush the Jets. They sack Aaron Rodgers four times. He's now the most sacked quarterback in NFL history. NBA, Oklahoma City extends its double-digit win streak to 11 straight. They're now 26-5 with their win over Memphis. Heat by four over the Rockets in a game that featured a handful of ejections. Wolves 112-110 over the Spurs. Celtics fall to the Pacers 123-114.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Luxe from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over. At Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it off. Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks. The dust will never come out.
Pour Downy in the rinse shade.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers.
One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Hamish Trucking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the Thunder fans plan on showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hamish Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks head into another holiday-shortened week after a Friday filled with profit-taking. The Dow Jones ended the week with a 333-point loss to close back below 43,000. The S&P surrendered 1.1% Friday. The NASDAQ Composite, 1.5%. Investors are looking past New Year's Eve and into the early days of 2025. The next round of monthly unemployment data is due out January 10th. 10 days later, President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated. Data on holiday retail reveals a split among Americans. Increased sales were largely driven by households making $100,000 or more. Lower-income Americans cut back spending, squeezed by higher prices for groceries and childcare. Two family films dominated the holiday box office, with Sonic the Hedgehog 3 winning the three-day weekend, but not by much. Paramount's Sonic earned $38 million, while Mufasa from ABC parent Disney brought in $37.1 million. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. National year-round E15 sales ended up on the cutting room floor when the final stopgap government funding bill was passed, but the issue may have picked up momentum for 2025. E15 sales, including in the summer driving season, were a part of the earliest stopgap bill and pulled when it failed to gain GOP traction. But the mere fact it was in the first bill may mean it picks up speed next year. American Farm Bureau's Joe Gilson had this to say on the matter.
I think this issue of getting year-round E15 sales has been an issue that the ethanol and farm community has worked on for the past 15 years, and I don't think it's ever got this close.
Eight Midwest states won EPA approval for year-round E15 sales after several years of summertime waivers, but it's taken House and Senate bills to jumpstart the push for national year-round sales. Now Gilson says the stopgap may have just provided that needed spark.
We're really close. Corn and oil states are aligned. Democrats and Republicans are aligned. So I do think it's just a matter of time, but we're still going to have to press early on in this next Congress to get it fixed by the summertime driving season in 2025.
Gilson predicts, with bipartisan support being in the first stopgap and earlier bills by Representative Adrian Smith and Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, year-round E15 could prevail early in the new year. Now, just a quick note in conclusion shows. Reports say President-elect Donald Trump threatened to reassert U.S. control over the Panama Canal. FarmDoc says he accused Panama of charging excessive rates to the use of the passage, which drew a sharp rebuke from Panama's president. Speaking to supporters in Arizona, Trump also said he wouldn't let the canal fall into the wrong hands, warning of potential Chinese influence on the passage. Reaction from South American experts says Trump's stance is baffling, as Panama's president is considered to be pro-business conservative, who's made a lot of overtures to show he wants a special relationship with the United States. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Cases of New World screwworm have been reported in southern Mexico, according to Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith. He discusses the impacts of this pest on animal health.
Well, obviously, it's very, very irritating. So we'll see animals that, you know, they report these animals are very agitated. They have that. They don't feel good. They go off feed and that. But honestly, if left untreated and left unmanaged, it will continue to go in and can cause issues within the brain of these animals, depending on what that source is, and just cause a lot of debilitating injuries and disease from that perspective. But, yeah, it's more of a debilitating disease.
He relays how specialists reduce New World screwworm cases.
It's kind of a multi-factor component. The biggest part of it is the fact of using a process called sterile flies. And so one of the things that's happening in South America, we know that South America is endemic. So for many years, we've had a process in South America, in the Panama, the Darien Gap, to where they've released sterile flies on a routine basis. And the reason that works is the female screwworm fly only mates one time. So if we can have her mate to a sterile fly, then they won't progress on. So that's our big preventative measures, is the release of these millions of sterile flies on a routine basis. From a treatment component, any of our, you know, the ivermectins, any of our dewormers, that they're systemic dewormers, will take care of it. You tend to have to give a multiple dose to it. And then just physically treating the wound, you know, physically removing those larvae as you see them and extracting them.
Smith explains how farmers and ranchers can identify this parasite.
Early on, it's going to be that wound, and when you get to digging around in there and cleaning it up, you'll see these larvae in there. And the screwworm larva is distinct. I don't know that from our typical day-to-day maggots, but they are a conical shape. They actually have little blades that they can screw down into that living tissue out there. I think it's more about the fact of just making sure that you treat anything you do appropriately. If you are dehorning, if you're castrating your cattle or whatever, that type of thing, take the appropriate precautions of treating the wounds, providing some antiseptic, and doing it in a safe manner.
That was Justin Smith, Kansas Animal Health Commissioner, on New World screwworm, a parasite spotted recently in North America. Learn more about New World screwworm at www.aphis.usda.gov. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning from Bietra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's the last Monday in 24, and certainly thanks for the business. And folks, hey, it looks like it's been a good year in the cattle business. And with the markets the last several days here, we're going to fire away and start 2025 on a good note. 195 to 197 in the cash. Incidentally, talking to feedlots on Thursday and Friday, also saw that some of those cattle were already being pulled in today. So that kind of feels good for the market to continue right on down the road. 305 in the carcass, so there is some good markets. Well, that certainly carries over to the auction markets, and we do have a sale here today. We'll start off at here at 11 o'clock. It's certainly not going to be the biggest, but certainly a nice small group of calves in that 80 to 90 head that we'll have here today, and predominantly the lighter weights, six weights and down. So starting at 11 o'clock and get on the calves there at 12:30. At 12 noon, we'll certainly get into the hay department in the square bales. Alfalfa 9 and 10 in each group. Third cut, there's a group of 12, fourth cut. Also groups of 15 and 15 on the fourth cut in the prairie department, 18, 17. In the brome, there's three groups of 25. In the straw, there's two groups of 20. In the big round department, 262 bales here today at Beatrice. In the round alfalfa, 12, third cut at 1960. Round alfalfa group of 11 and 11, second cut, protein 21, relative feed value 153. Second cut alfalfa, 8 bales, weigh 1720. In the prairie department, I've got 12 that weigh 1637, another 12 at 1643. There's another group of prairie with no weight of 8. In the round grass, there's two semi-loads, 30 and 30. You can buy them in increments that fit you. They're going to weigh 1204. In the round grass, 11, 17. In the brome, 10 that weigh 1700. In the round brome mix, it looks pretty good. There's two groups of 10. They weigh 1524. In the straw, there is about 62 bales of round straw, 12 to 14 in a group. Round quartin stocks are 7. In the round oat straw, there is 9. At 12:30 on the inside, we'll certainly get into a nice set of 11 black and black baldy bred cows. Are going to be that 3 to 5 year olds. They're going to be bred to LHT black half blood semis. 3 to 5 months along, and we will pull a prig in a mouth here today. And they are the Mueller cows coming out of Syracuse. Along with 8 black baldy families, 3 to 7 year olds, pretty good size calves on them, guys. October, September calves. We will also pull a prig in a mouth on those. And so nice set there at 12:30. Also in the feeder cattle on the Fulton calves, out of Beatrice, 25 black steer and heifers are going to be November wean. They're going to be 450 to 6 and a quarter. Kendall Farms out of Plymouth got 13 black and red steers. They've got a wean. They've got a vac. They're going to weigh 5 to 700. Ringstorff out of Bremen, 5 black steer and heifers, 60-day wean, 5 to 550. Sugden out of Sterling, 6 black baldy bull and heifers on a 7-day wean, 550 to 600. Pella out of Tecumseh, 7 black and red steer and heifers coming off the cow. They do have a summer vac. They're going to weigh 450 to 550. Stolzer out of Martell, 6 black and red heifers, 60-day wean, 4 and a quarter, 550. Could certainly catch a few more calves here this morning. Incidentally, if you're looking for lightweight calves, we've got several groups of 2, 3, 4, that type thing. They're going to be in that 250, maybe 2 and a quarter, to 310, 320. If you want light calves, guys, get a handful of those also here today. So, hey, we appreciate your business, and we say thanks for 2024. From the whole group, Alicia, Rick, Denny, Slim, Ryan, Brian, you got the whole group and a great group of employees. We certainly wish you and yours a great 2025. Coming up, January 9th is the bread cow sale, folks. Really a nice sale. Certainly want to call attention to herd dispersals. There's 4 of those herd dispersals. Complete deal. You're getting the whole show, guys. And certainly here at Beatrice 77, you kind of learned to expect high-quality bred heifers. And we certainly got those coming. So check us out under consignments at Beatrice77.net. Well, thanks for the year. Happy, happy 2025. And as you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
7:31 from KNDY, 43 degrees, maybe near the high today, middle 40s on tap with a pretty good chance of spit-miss showers along the way developing. Then cooler into Tuesday, seasonal highs Wednesday into Thursday with a cold front moving into the weekend.
An average person breathes about 25,000 times a day, so incorrect breathing may have a real detrimental effect. We take a closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had 2 masses on her brain. She is the single mother of 4 beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse.
We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 30th, the 365th day of the year. Bandmates Davy Jones and Mike Naismith were both born on this day, and the first color TV sets went on sale on this day in 1953. Humans were meant to breathe through their nose, but up to 50% of us are habitual mouth breathers, and that may have profound physiological consequences. According to author James Nestor, the nose conditions and humidifies the air we take in. Nose breathing absorbs more oxygen, activates hormones, lowers blood pressure, and eases stress. Have a chronically stuffed nose? It may be a use-it-or-lose-it proposition. The more you use your nose to breathe, the more conditioned the nasal tissues become, perhaps opening those pathways for good. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Well, good Monday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest update here on the Mid-America Sports Network. As we had a busy weekend behind us, let's start all the way back on Friday from the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl as Oklahoma is taken down by Navy with late game drama 21-20. Then to Saturday we move as it was a barn burner. Iowa State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl takes down Miami 42-41. BYU routes Colorado 36-14. And Nebraska gets a victory in the Bad Boys Mowers Pinstripe Bowl over Boston College 20-15. Another bowl game on tonight. It's the Trans-Perfect Music City Bowl as Iowa takes on 19th-ranked Missouri, 1:30 kickoff later this afternoon as we all get ready for the big New Year's Eve and New Year's Day bowl schedule. In the NFL, Chiefs obviously beat the Steelers on Christmas 29-10, but Travis Kelce now with the most touchdowns and over 1,000 catches. Washington clinches with a win over Atlanta yesterday. Philadelphia, Saquon Barkley with now 2,000 yards on the ground as they rout Dallas, and Minnesota beat Green Bay. Detroit and San Francisco tonight for Monday Night Football.
Kansas State men's basketball will join the pregame show following our evening news block at 5 on KNDY.